You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's trending report time. You know, I can't believe here it is mid-2024, and my lead story is about COVID. It is back on the rampage. If you have not heard this, COVID has surged again. More than half of U.S. states are reporting either high or very high numbers of cases. I was listening to a podcast yesterday that was recorded on Saturday, so it's like brand new, from a host in England. They were recording it in England, and she was talking about how she's just now getting over COVID, and she said this country has just been, meaning England, has just been swamped. She goes, and especially a bunch of people who never got it the first time around. It's really, you know, rolling through that country. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 while traveling yesterday in Vegas. The White House says his symptoms are mild, including general malaise. But that pretty much describes the whole country right now, I would think.
Yeah, how did they know?
His press secretary said Biden will self-isolate
okay.
at his home in Delaware and will, quote, continue to carry out all of his duties fully during that time, end quote. So
duties.
President Joe has got the COVID. At the Republican National Convention last night, Donald Trump's recently named running mate, J.D. Vance, addressed the crowd, many of whom sported bandages on their ears as a sign of unity and support. I mean, politics is just funny and strange sometimes.
I was looking at it in the audience. I was like, is that a thing? Or are these people truly hurt? Or
no, that's like, their thing now.
All right.
Meanwhile, back across the pond in the UK, King Charles bestowed a royal title upon a goat.
Meh.
The breed found on the island of Guernsey will have the title of Royal Golden Guernsey Goat.
Aww.
And the title will actually apply to this particular goat breed anywhere in the world. So lots to do for the royal family right now, I see.
Oh, man.
What the hell? Back to school time. Oh, my God. The words that kids never want to hear. Now even parents are kind of like, ugh. Because they know they start getting their back-to-school shopping lists. They'll be traipsing off to Walmart and Target and grocery stores and wherever else. Where do you guys usually go for yours?
Well, we still go out and go to Target. The big thing anymore is there's a company now that you just go online and you order, and they send you a box full of everything you need for your class. So now classes submit to this site, and then they just send it, and it's waiting for your kid when they arrive at school on the first day. And I'm not a fan of that because I loved the back-to-school shopping as a kid, so we still go out and do it. But I've noticed those numbers are definitely dwindling, but I do like this story that you have this morning.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to the thing you were talking about before we get to this story.
Sure.
So it's kind of like the gift registry that we talked about in a way, and your classroom stuff, you just would go online and say, yeah, my child is in fifth grade at such and such school.
Yes, and they've got the list there.
And then when they show up first day of school, their stuff is there waiting for them.
Boom, ready to rock, yeah. I mean, it's crazy convenient, so you don't have to go fight the crowds.
God, I would do that all day long.
Yeah, but I still like going because, you know, I pick up extra spirals and stuff. And I love the smells. I love the smell of all that stuff. So.
Well, I'm an absolute freak when it comes to notebooks. I like back-to-school shopping because they lower the prices. They have sales on those spiral notebooks, and I can't buy enough of those. I have a bit of a spiral notebook problem, but there's a report that's out right now that says a lot of parents are doing whatever it takes to save money when they, you know, start doing the back to school stuff. And apparently this way of saving money on back to school supplies includes thievery. And what the parents are doing is they are stealing supplies from their office to give to their kids for their school supplies. Now, Jeremy, what they're not clear on is whether we're talking about just pens and notebooks and things like that from the office, or if this also includes larger items, tablets, calculators, and I don't know if kids still use calculators, but it's in the story, or even bigger things like backpacks, like company backpacks.
That's great.
So parents are like, hey, we're tired of spending money on back to school. We're just going to steal from the boss.
Steal some boxes of Kleenex and... sanitizing wipes. That's a good idea.
I'll be curious. Why don't you keep track this year of exactly how much you spend on your back-to-school shopping?
Yeah, absolutely.
Too. We can talk about that. Hey, going back to COVID for just one second, younger people are saying that they are... Obviously, when you start talking about the ban on TikTok that was first floated, 4 years ago or something, older people are going to be in favor of banning TikTok, younger people are not. But the story is out that says one of the reasons the younger people want to hang on to TikTok is because that's where they get their medical advice.
Of course.
Now, I will admit that there are a lot of physicians and stuff who are doing things on TikTok. My brother-in-law is a doctor, and he's got a big following on TikTok with the stuff that he does. But that's just funny, and I guess it's natural, right?
It's natural,
if you're of
a
certain age, you get all of it. You get all of your information from social media like that.
And if you're following a doctor, why not get information? If they're a legit doctor, they're probably giving some great medical advice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else is trending?
Well, DIA is trending. About once a year, they come out with this little list of all the weird things that they have found, left at the airport, and then they throw them in lost and found. I was just reading this story. I don't know what the number is. This is the airport, which averages more than blank travelers a day. Here's the number in this story. 2,000, comma, three zeros. What number is that?
2,000?
2,000, comma, three zeros. There's obviously a typo in the story, so I don't know if it's
two million.
Is it 2 million a day?
Or is it supposed to be 200,000?
Or is it 200,000?
It can't be 2 million a day.
I was looking that the airport averages 78 million passengers a year.
Yeah, let me do the math.
Do the beep boop bop boop for me.
Did you say 70? How many?
Let's round up and say 78 million passengers a year.
Okay.
What's
so
that?
That works out to 213,000.
So obviously it's 200,000 travelers each day.
All right, so 200,000 travelers a day.
Thank God, now we know. So they say they receive about 200 lost and found items daily. So some of the honorable mentions this year, somebody left behind a circular saw, boxes of elk meat, a ton of urns, which is just kind of funny to think about, that where did we leave Grandmama? She's sitting at the lost and found at DIA right now.
She's on Concourse C.
And a forklift battery made the list. Some gigantic forklift battery. So anyway, items are held for 30 days at DIA, and I think they go to auction or something like that. I think they throw them on eBay, but yeah, that was kind of funny. The European airports released their list. A couple honorable mentions were a full clown costume, a ton of dentures, a glass eye, and prosthetic limbs were left behind. Again, how do you leave behind like a leg or something? I absolutely don't get it.
Or an eye.
Or an eye! Where'd my eye go? Did anybody see where that went? This story out this morning talking about what celebrity could you never, ever hate? The oversaturated Dolly Parton made the number one spot. I could never hate Dolly.
She's pretty beloved.
Keanu Reeves made the list. I get that. Brendan Fraser, Julie Andrews, Betty White, may she rest. I added a few that weren't on the list here that I saw. Jimmy Fallon, Sandra Bullock, Mila Kunis, and The Rock. I feel like those are all extremely likable celebrities. Did you see anybody that you wanted to add?
No, but I mean, because I just haven't given it enough thought. But there's the thing at the end of that story that was talking about the people that you used to think you could never, you know, have bad feelings for. And then they did something. And the first name that popped into my head was Bill Cosby.
Rudy!
Who was probably one of the most loved people in this country for about 30 years. And then overnight.
And then you know what happened.
Detested. You know?
Yeah.
So,
well,
there's some others that
as he should
fallen
have
from grace too, you know? So,
you never catch Mila Kunis doing that, I'll tell you that right now.
That we know of.
So, we were talking about that fossilized skeleton of the Stegosaurus a few days ago, named Apex, which lived 161 million years ago. Well, it's sold. News came out about 12 hours ago. $45 million at Sotheby's.
No.
New record for the most valuable fossil ever sold. at auction. The specimen is hailed as the finest Stegosaurus ever found, and they pulled it out of Dinosaur, Colorado.
They said it was going to be between 4 and 6 million, and it zoomed all the way to
45? It was like 44 point something. Are you Googling it to make sure the commas were right in this story?
That's crazy. No, I see that you're right, but that's like they were saying 4 to 6 million. It went 10 times that amount.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Stegosaurus. I mean, beautiful. I want to know who bought it and where it's going, you know? I want to know if that is going in the living room. I was looking everywhere. I didn't see who purchased
it. Oh, here
it is. Who is it?
It is a hedge fund founder.
Ah, there we go. They got the cash.
Hedge fund dude named Ken Griffin bought it.
Ken Griffin's going to put that in his office.
Makes me wonder what he is going to do with it.
I know, right?
He's probably got one of those 25,000 square foot houses, and he'll put it in there.
Shoot. Here's these new tennis shoes that everybody is talking about. A Kenyan long distance runner is going to be running in the Olympics. Helen Orbiri, it looks like. Is going to be sporting a new sneaker from the On company. They make really fancy shoes. It's called the Cloud Boom Strike LS. And the LS stands for light spray because it is spray-on footwear. What they do, it sounds like, is they take a mold of the person's foot, put it on the end of like a stand, and a robot goes around and sprays the shoe around the form with thermoplastic polyurethane, of course. It's a characteristic of both plastic and rubber, and they say that athletes that are wearing these new spray-on shoes, they don't even wear socks with them now because they're the most form-fitting, comfortable sneaker ever made. Then they can make them in like 3 minutes. And the carbon footprint is down like 75% on these shoes too, so they're really good for the environment. But to watch the video of this robot spray on a shoe, it's incredible.
I gotta see that, and I wonder, wouldn't you just have to do the bottom of the foot?
You could, but the runners need ankle support. It goes into the whole thing about ankle support, and that's the hardest spot to have it, and blah, blah, blah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's really neat. Anything else I want to tell you? I do have a Fat America.
Get in my belly!
There are some hot and spicy chicken ramen flavored Funyuns coming out.
Come on, people.
And how about this distillery in New Jersey? They created a pork roll, egg, and cheese flavored vodka called Peck on Everything. Did I just say something naughty? I don't think so. That sounds gross, though, huh?
I don't need that.
I don't need that in my life.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Local story that you can check out today. A rare orange lobster has a new home at the Denver Aquarium. Because it was saved from a red lobster in Pueblo. This lobster came in from Canada, and one of the managers spotted this lobster, and they're like, oh my God, this is rare. Only 1 in 300 million. 30 million. 1 in 30 million.
Oh, here we go with commas.
I know, right? 1 in 30 million have that orange color, and it's crazy rare. So they scooped it up, and it's at the Denver Aquarium now. So see the pictures of it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.